You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I live out in the boonies. My wife is big into mushroom stuff. She is a forager, cultivator. She sells to restaurants. She's got a TikTok page that's probably going to hit 100,000 followers here pretty soon. She's serious about this stuff. And I've constantly worried about her going out into these woods by herself. This is not like the woods you might find in a neighborhood in Denver. I mean, this is out in the woods. And at one point during hunting season last fall, we got her, you know, the special orange vest and stuff like that. I've worried about hunters. I've worried about snakes. I've worried about
Sasquatch.
Well, yesterday, she had been gone for about an hour. No, it's not Sasquatch, but you're getting warmer.
Okay.
She'd been gone about an hour, and I suddenly get a phone call, which in itself is pretty remarkable because I don't get the greatest cell service at the house. And she says, listen, she goes, I need you to do me a favor. She goes, I am being stalked by either coyotes or wolves.
Oh, man.
And I said, I'm not sure we have wolves here. And then I looked on Google, and we do.
Oh, man.
And she was like, and I said, well, if they're coyotes, they're probably not going to bother. She goes, it's been about a half a mile, and they are being kind of aggressive, and they have been stalking her, like hiding behind trees and coming up around her and stuff like that.
Scary.
She's, you know, about 5'5 or whatever, so she's not the tallest. She goes, I need you to come out into the woods and make some noise.
Ooga, booga, booga, booga. Yeah. Bring a bell. Bring some pots and pans.
So I got about, I don't know, 50 feet down away from the house into the woods, and I look down, and there's this giant snake. So I'm on the phone with her, and I go, you know what? I'm done. I said, you're on your own. With the coyotes.
Oh.
She wanted me to be yelling, like just standing there like an idiot in the woods.
Barking.
Yelling. So then the question becomes, let me ask you your opinion. I understand the danger of coyotes with small children or wolves.
Oh, yeah.
But with an adult who's 5'5". Is that, have we ever heard a story of them taking down an adult?
I would think so. They're a pack animal like the wolves, right? So it's not just going to be one coming after you. They're going to surround you and start closing in. Now, they're not as big and as vicious as wolves.
The couple
I guess,
that I've
you
seen
got
around
ten of
here
them, ten
are
of them
pretty
on
good
you,
size.
And they're rabid.
Yeah. Now, the ones I've seen here are actually pretty good size.
I'd be worried, man.
Larger than I've seen before.
She needs to hook that bear spray onto her belt while she goes out now, or pack some heat, you know, honestly.
Something.
A slingshot, boomerang, something.
I don't want the internet stories, but does anybody know an actual story of an adult being attacked by coyotes? Mm.
I don't know. I'm sure we'll get some messages.
I don't want to Google it because I know the kind of nonsense that pops up on there. But I mean, if somebody
what if
says
you get
yes,
actual news stories from like news sites?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Uh-uh. No, so, I just wondered about it.
So bottom line is you didn't even go out? You stopped halfway?
By
said
the time
no?
I got to the snake, I looked up. I could see her.
Oh, so she wasn't that far.
She was only, at that point, she was probably about 50 yards away, 80 yards away,
okay.
A couple hundred feet away, maybe.
What is it with coyotes? Do you make yourself look bigger? Is it the noise? Do you
Again,
roll into
good
a ball?
Question. She wanted me to yell, and I felt like an idiot. I was like, well, the neighbors can still hear me if
Go
I'm just
away!
Standing there, if I'm just standing at the edge of the woods hooting.
Go away!
While I'm sidestepping this giant rat snake.
Oh, man. Well, she needs to have some protection on her, a machete or something.
Well, you know, I bought her, you know, those, you see those like, they're like ski poles, but people use them for hiking.
Yeah.
And I got her a good set of those, not for hiking like a doofus, you know, walking along, but to cut her way through like all the giant orb spider webs that are between the trees and cutting through the brush and stuff. And if there was a snake, you know, to be able to push it away or something like that. And I'm like, I'm wondering if you could, you know,
whack a coyote. Might just make him mad.
Like a whack-a-mole kind of thing with a coyote. It'd be better than nothing, I would imagine.
Sure, yeah, at least it's something. You can have some distance between you.
All right, so you know as much about this stuff
as
I do.
I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know if coyotes attack adults or not.
You're going to have to get onto the Google. Ask Alexa.
I don't trust what I see on there. There's too much silliness. You know, there'd be people say, yeah, coyotes and aliens. You get them both.
My neighbor is, both of them, the husband and wife, are a couple of muckety-mucks for the wildlife department.
Oh, okay. Send a text.
I'm going to send a text later here when they wake up and ask them if they know.
Say, will coyotes ever attack an adult human?
It's got to be like on the Parks and Wildlife page or something. Do your research, man. Get her a machete. That's what she needs.
You know what? She would just set it down somewhere while she was doing her mushrooms and then walk off and forget it. That's exactly what she would do.
Tie a rope around it. Loop it through her belt.